And the exciting thing about that is that it's so easy to do that I'm going to show you all how to get there step by step. Okay, it's going to be so easy and exciting. You'll love it. So let's get my favorite book out, Urban Shift Book, the great book cover of the federal mafia, folks. Which sadly, the federal government has become the federal mafia, but we're going to change that. That's up to us, right? So, ready to get started? Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will share with you how you can be one of those millionaires that the IRS has chosen to leave alone. Yes, you could be a multimillionaire, $100 million millionaire, and IRS will leave you alone almost always if you meet certain criteria that I will show you in the U.S. government's own official reports. By the way, if you're not a millionaire, that's fine, because the same principles applies to every one of you who's not a millionaire even more strongly. So with that, let's go and I'll show you the documents I'm relying on to present this to you. First one is this Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration report. It came out in September 29, 2017, titled A Significantly Reduced Automated Substitute for Return Program Negatively Affected Collection and Filing Compliance. Is also another TICTA, if that's the abbreviation of this agency, report said high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the Internal Revenue Service, which came out May 29, 2020. So these two reports, folks, are absolutely amazing. And we have a link to the full documents for you to read for yourself at our website at freedomlawschool.org, which is a source of freedom solutions for you that work. So let's go now to this. This, as you see, came from the 2017 report, the first one that I showed you, which shows IRS has deliberately chosen to leave repeat consistent income tax non-filers alone. So, and guess what? You are a millionaire or the average American. The number one way for you to not to become a target of the IRS audits is to stop filing those 1040 income tax trap forms. And you put the rope around your neck, oh, and you confess you owe the money, and you beg the IRS to accept all your expenses and deductions and credits and schedules, okay? Now, you see that momentarily why that is the case, okay? So here we go. And this is, folks, the key chart from that report, okay, that says a significantly reduced automated substitute for return program negatively affected collection filing compliance. What is that old gobbledygook garbage? Okay, all that is, folks, is this. When you don't follow 1040 income tax confession trap form, which is about 80 million Americans, by the way, do not file 1040 income tax confession trap form. We know that from IRS's own letter in 96 that there was back then about 63 million non-filers, right? The 96 tax year. Now it's about 80 million. So IRS files supposedly a return for you if you don't file, in which they put zeros on there. This is done automatically by the computers. No human involvement. And then if they have a W-2 or 1099 form from a third party that says, oh, they paid you taxable income, which is false almost always, then the IRS says, oh, this $80,000 of shows on this W-2 that you should have filed and paid the IRS, let's say $14,000, and therefore there's a deficiency or shortage that you did not pay, and they automatically file this substitute return for you. So that's a program that the IRS uses to come after non-filers in an automated mass way. Because, folks, there's about 150 million 1040 tax forms filed every year. Not 1,000. 150 million is filed, or 160, roughly. It's a huge number, folks. They have only 80,000 employees. Most of them are just clerks typing stuff up. They cannot do it by hand. It's all automated. Okay? So without automation, they're just dead. They just can't handle everybody out there, okay? So this chart shows that from year 2009 on the bottom left, 2010, okay, 2016, okay? I'm going to zoom in so you can see maybe a little bit, okay? The whole thing is here. I'll put these pages together, okay? On this page, I'm zoomed it out. But you see that the bottom left is 2009. Then we got 2010. And then it goes down on the right where the circle is 2016. The blue line you see that on the top that goes down, that shows all non-filers that come after. And the bars at the bottom shows only sporadic, once in a while, inconsistent non-filers. So you see the committed and consistent patriot non-filers like me are the blue line, and the bottom is the inconsistent non-filers. The difference, folks, is absolutely 100% non-filers that are committed. Look at that chart. It used to come out for a lot of non-filers, but it's gone down to near zero. Let's get a little zoom in on these pages. On the left part, you see here better now. There you go. The left part you see here, folks, a little bit easier for you to read. I'm going to zoom out a little bit. There we go. See, back in 09, 010, there was about 1 million repeat income tax non-filers per year. Okay? And on the right, you see year 2016, it crashed down to less than 1,000. From 1 million, folks, to less than 1,000. That's a 99.9% of non-filed IRSs leaving alone. So look at that now on the chart. This is an absolute crash of IRS going after non-filers because there's not enough agents to come after people one-on-one. They have to do it by computer and mass, right? So let's continue now to this Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration of the May 2020. Okay, that I showed you the other one. IRS basically refuses to go after extremely rich non-filers. U.S. Treasury auditors gave IRS a list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100,000 for years 2014, 15, and 16, and recommended to the IRS to go after these people for taxes. But the IRS is so broken, disorganized, lazy, and irresponsible that the IRS refused to commit to going after these extremely rich, high-income non-filers. I'm not making this up, folks. You'll see that for yourself, okay? You'll see that momentarily. Watch. This is the actual language of that report. From the high-income non-filers own billions of dollars are not being worked by the IRS, okay? They made several recommendations, okay, on this page to the IRS, okay? Recommendation number four now, okay? We're going to read this together. In addition, they told the IRS recommendation, work in the top 100 non-filer cases identified from tax years 2014 to 2016 that have not been resolved by the IRS. By referring the cases to collection function, examination function, or criminal investigation special agents for enforcement action. See, they've not been resolved. They've not been given to anybody to go after them. See? So guess what happened? Okay? The IRS response is right here. And guess what? The auditors, the IRS, in the response on the comma, they said, you know what? We provided the IRS a list of the top 100 high-income non-filers by name, who we estimated $9.9 billion they owed. You divide that number, folks, that's $100 million each, approximately. Folks, these people are the ones the IRS missed. Yes, IRS missed this super rich people that each owed the IRS $100 million. $100 million. And so here, IRS, on a silver platter, go after them. Should be so easy. Just assign a few agents, right? It's 10 easy billion dollars. Not million, 10 billion. Easy. So the IRS should, at a minimum, that's the minimum, folks, minimum, they agree to pursue these 100 high-income non-filers. That would be so easy to do, right? However, IRS's response does not indicate whether it plans to pursue these. Yes. This is IRS's response, okay? And they gave a bunch of nonsense, lies. IRS plans to continue to select high-income non-filers in the future. Really? Continue? What are you talking about? IRS is leaving non-filers alone. What do you mean continue? Coming after them. IRS is continuing leaving them alone. That is what they truly are saying. In other words, at the IRS, a bunch of bureaucrats. We get paid the same dollar, no matter how good or bad of a job you do. We never get fired. That's right. A government, federal government agent is more likely to die on the job than to be fired. It's legally, technically, almost impossible to fire a federal government worker because of the laws that were passed in the early 60s by John F. Kennedy to get the government union support to get elected as office. That's old history, okay? So these guys, why should they work harder? No reason. Is Congress after them? Does any Congress ever get elected by people? Well, because, oh, you were a very good congressman. You got the IRS to come after people harder and collect more taxes? No. Congressman want to look like the IRS is encouraged to leave you alone. See, so if the boss of the IRS don't pressure them to work harder, why should they? When they get paid no more, so they're going to continue doing the lazy butt job that they've done, which is good for us, right? Because they're deceiving you and robbing you. They shouldn't be doing it anyways, right? So let's continue and tell you some other aspect of this. See, IRS, this is IRS's commissioner's website. The acting commissioner's name is Doug O'Donnell, okay? On his website of the IRS, what does he say? He says that IRS, okay, collects approximately $4.1 trillion in tax revenue each year, okay? All right, fine. And they have that. They say they have about 80,000 employees and a budget of more than $12 billion. So you divide up the $12 billion, okay, by the $4.1 trillion in tax revenue, what do you get? That means approximately for every $1 the IRS spends, they collect $340-plus dollars. For $1, $340-plus dollars. See? But guess what? When it comes to non-filers, the return is far less. And you see it right here. That's why they're leaving non-filers alone. Especially even the rich ones. Look at the second paragraph of this report, okay? Let's read together. The Taxpayer Advocate Service also questioned the usefulness of the SFR program, the program that came out for non-filers, due to a low return on investment. Look at that. The program that used to come out for non-filers has a low return on investment. They're not stupid. They might be lazy, but they're not stupid, right? So let's continue. The low return on investment reported by the IRS Office of Chief Financial Officer as $2.25 for every $1 spent. Wow. So for non-filers, if you're supposed to come out to them inexpensively and quickly with this ASFR program, they, for every dollar, they get about $2. Every $1, they get only $2. That's it. But for everybody else combined, for every $1, they get $340 plus return on investment. So if you were the IRS and you want to make the most money for the government, what would you do? Spend $1 and get only $2, or spend $1 and make $340? It's easy. You go after the filers. Yes, that's why I said leaving alone, even millionaire non-filers. And look at this chart I got from the U.S. Tax Court website, folks, okay? You see they've listed here 16 regular judges, 10 senior judges, and 5 special trial judges. The last two categories are very part-time. There's only 16 tax court judges, but we'll count all judges, okay? Look at this. I've done the math for you, okay? We have about 330 million Americans plus according to 2021 U.S. Census, and there's only 31 U.S. tax court judges divided, and you see that for there's only one tax court judge per 10 million American citizens. Yeah. Every 10 million people, one tax court judge exists. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that the same judges have to hear estate taxes, gun taxes, oil taxes, corporate taxes, small, and these huge corporations like Google and Facebook that have 6,000 and 10,000 page tax returns. Yes, huge corporations, the tax returns itself is about 5,000 pages long. Just to go through the doggone thing. Those also are included in these numbers, as you can see as well. So there's less than one tax court judge per state. California, Texas, they'll have less than one judge per state. It is absolutely impossible for the U.S. tax courts to go after even one-tenth or 1% of all American people. These 31 human beings simply cannot handle these numbers of cases. It's just physically impossible. Look, you know this myth that, oh, the IRS is going to come after me. They're going to notice me. That's what they want you to think. That's how deception works, folks, okay? So if you go to FieldBoss.com website, step 3, folks, okay? This is a very key page in step 3, okay? And I want to show you something on step 3, okay, before we go on. It's very eye-opening. This cartoon, folks, about the IRS really summarizes it. And major media lowers the IRS to be this powerful Wizard of Oz and scares you, the farmers, the union workers, okay, businessmen, everybody, to be afraid. You know, but the IRS is a bunch of lazy people, huge backlogs, inefficient, still 1960s COBOL assembly language computer program, which is not even taught in universities for decades. And that's yours truly, Freedom Oscar at the bottom, Toto, exposing how ineffective and lie these guys are. They are truly the Wizard of Oz. You do not need to be afraid of. Sleep on the job, okay? So when you go there, folks, you'll see this cartoon from Hopper Video. This is absolutely eye-opening. I'm going to play it for you guys, okay? Here we go. Let's see if we've got it on there. Should I turn volume on? Here we go. Now make it bigger. Here we go. Watch it. Thank you. Yeah, folks. And if you guys ever figure it out, you American people, that we outnumber them. What? Let's look at the number. We outnumber, what's the number? Oh, there it is, folks. Look at that. Tax court judges want 10 million to 1. Not 100 to 1. 10 million Americans to 1 tax court judge. Because people say, oh, Darius, when they take me to court? When they take me to court? No, they're not going to take you to court because they don't have enough courts. They don't have enough judges. It's a myth they want you to believe. I want you to figure that out, that they do not have enough judges to drag you before. Maybe I'll number them 10 million to 1. There goes their way of life, and there you get your freedom. We stop funding the swamp. We collectively stop paying the criminals in Washington, D.C. that have become the enemies of the American people, right? So, folks, that's why you want to go to our website. Follow the 7 steps. Step 1, follow the law at freedomlawschool.org. That based on the official legal websites of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. Step 2. Stop filing income tax forms because what? This is true. You do it to yourself. You put the rope of 1040 form around your neck. When you sign IRS Form 1040 income tax confession form, you claim that you owe the IRS money. You are putting the IRS noose around your neck. You give the IRS the power to audit you, empty your bank accounts, steal your property, and put you in prison. Step 3, folks. Realize the IRS is mostly bluff. I cover that in this presentation. Some aspects of it. Watch. There's 9-minute video right here, folks. Right? Step 4. Take courage from our victories. IRS Godzilla is a myth. It's a lizard. Toothless, spiraless lizard. I've beaten them. Our students have beaten them. Look at the victories on our website. You students. Folks, no son of us has ever gone to prison to throw out taxes, nor had the paycheck or bank account levied, a home or business seized by the IRS. None that can be clean and safe with your law school. That's a heck of a track record, folks. You join a group of winners when you join a fall for your law school, okay? Step 5, folks, question authority. You don't have to pay tribute to the beast. You don't have to worship the beast, be afraid of the beast. You don't need to be afraid, folks, okay? Write your congressman, file and pay income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file income taxes, and this way you can safely keep yourself from IRS deception. Folks, all this is for free. I want you to do it for free for yourself and your family. Yes, freedomlawschool.org, all of it is there. How to the videos, explanation articles, it's all there for you to do. Now, a percentage of you will say, look, hey, Mon, I want to have a little security backup, and I want to be part of the America's new founding fathers to restore freedom. I want to belong to something wonderful and great, like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, these guys did. I'm of that cloth. So let's join hands like the founding fathers did, right? We're going to do it completely peacefully, okay? That's where step 6 comes in, folks. Like these great men, folks, you can stand up, reach together, and regain our freedom of the path the founding fathers gave us, okay? And you can join the Restore Freedom Plan, okay? And with a lifetime guarantee, legally stop on the income taxes. And as long as you are a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, Freedom Law School will prevent the IRS from collecting your money, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you in full. That's right, folks. In full. You have no risk. And the money is going to go toward, after defending our students, to freedom losses, which are needed badly. Freedom news platforms to inform our fellow Americans who've been duped and deceived by the corrupt mainstream media, their media, and lawsuits have honest elections because, you know, they've been cheating. The vote doesn't count anymore, folks. When they cheat on elections, doesn't matter if you vote anymore. You might as well go to Banana Republic when they just cheat and your vote is throwing them trash, basically, right? That's elections. We have to put money in it and fund good candidates for office. That represents you and me and the American people's interests versus the interest of the powerful money elite, that the big banks and corporations that work together with the media that they own and control rob and save you. So folks, one more thing, all of you join me and go to step 7 as well, no matter what, and spread the word, folks. You are the solution to America being free, to restore freedom. Tell American people the truth. Arm them with the law and restore America as a country, our families, folks. Let freedom also be your horse, but you got to get on the horse, and then you got to go around and tell others about freedom opportunity, and we have to pay you and thank you for telling others. Yes, you make lots of money, thousands or millions. Yes, if you tell others about the Restore Freedom Plan and how we got to get our country back. It's urgent, folks. The hour is late. Folks, I came from Iran. You know, freedom's there. You could now, Iran, criticize the government. You're going to go to jail, tortured, executed. Yeah, no jury trial. No due process of law. In America, you have a right to due process of law, to challenge them in court. Yes, they're not as fair as they should be, but you can beat them. I've beaten them. Officers have beaten them. Okay? Right of free speech is huge. Right to petition the government is huge. Bear arms, huge. You have so many God-given rights fundamentally still there that we can and must use, that the founding fathers gave us and secured in the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, freedoms. So, folks, forge ahead. Continue going to freedomlawschool.org, our website. Follow the 7 steps. Don't just go all over our channels. No, 7 steps. Go through them. And remember, it was not an accident that you got here. You were meant to be here and for you to live free. Thank you. Hope to meet you all very soon. Okay, but let's go to your questions now, folks. Anybody with questions? I'll be happy to answer your questions now. The number to call is the area code that's put on the screen, 657-383-1755. And then when you get there on your telephone keypad, go ahead and press 1. That will let me know you have a question. And I'll take your question one person at a time. I'll end the call. And by the way, before I go on, I'll be at the Red Pill Expo. If those of you want to come and meet Freedom Mosque in person, go to redpillexpo.org. Coming up, here it is. It's going to be August 12th through 14th. Here it is in Des Moines, Iowa. Okay? So that's a great event, folks. It's going to have a bunch of great speakers speaking there, including yours truly. You see, these are the speakers that they have. Some of you heard about, some of them you have not heard about. We got to make sure they put my picture up. They haven't done that, by the way, okay? I'm on one of the speakers on there. They just have not put my picture up there, okay? And afterwards, after Saturday and Sunday, we have on Monday, okay, August 14th, okay? We'll be having at 1:30 p.m. a free seminars, okay, on restoring freedom, okay? So if you cannot make it to the event, come Monday. And guess what? The Monday event will be streamed for free. That's right, for free. And I'll be at the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas, Ralph Clay Clark. So if you're in the West Coast area, okay, in August 25th and 26th, you want to come to that event. A lot of great speakers aren't the one that went to Expo Better, quite frankly. Okay, they do their better job. Here we go. Let's see. Thrive Time Show is a website. ThriveTimeShow.com is a website. And here it is, August 25th and 26th in Las Vegas. It's going to be a bigger event. But the speakers, I think, are good at both events, but better at Red Pill Expo. So with that, let's get to your questions. And we have somebody from area code 562. Followed up by somebody from area code 505. And for your privacy, only give me your first name, then how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. The call from area code 562. Give me your first name, your state, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hey, Payman, it's Damon. From the California area, Long Beach, 562
number. The trucker, right?
Yep.
How you doing, Damon? Hey. Good to hear from you.
Oh, it's going okay, man. I'm no longer in California, so I'm all the way over here in North Carolina right now.
Good for you. You left the Communist Republic. All right. Good job.
Yeah, but I hear that. I fear North Carolina is probably the same way, too. So.
Okay. But come to Florida. You're almost here. Just come down a couple of states. You'll be good.
No.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
So what's on your mind? Tell me what's going on.
I had to follow my job in California. It shut down because California pushing some rules on the AB5 law. So anyhow, I just came over to North Carolina just so I can keep on working with my company.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm over here. But my question is the 1099.
Mm-hmm.
I know not to, it's not good, you know, signing up for those kind of things. I understand that. But I'm finding out as I'm trying to get extra work to come in, that the majority of these jobs, driving or whatever they might be, for independent work, I already know that, you know, from what you teach, they're pushing the 1099 no matter what. And these jobs are putting, you can only go online and fill out the, you know, application and all that kind of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
they don't really have a office that you can contact.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all on the internet. So as I sign up for some of these driving positions, I come across the 1099 form, and that's the only way I can be able to work with them.
Okay.
But I'm trying to stay low key by not doing any of those things, but it seems like I have to.
Hold on, Damien. Look, I just showed you, my friend, that IRS is leaving non-filers alone. Even they got W-2s and 1099s. Most Americans, when they deal with others financially, somebody else sends a false W-2 or 1099 form about them to the IRS. And guess what? IRS doesn't use them. They're bluffing you to believe the IRS can use them when they don't. Remember this chart I showed you? Hold on, which one is that one? You saw it, right?
Yep.
Hold on. This one, yeah. This one right here. All these people were 1099 or W-2'd by some third party falsely. So it doesn't matter. The IRS, as long as they get you to believe that the IRS will come after you, that's all they need to do. They have you believe you've been watched. IRS knows about me because they got my 1099, my W-2 at my job. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right. I just started getting a little irritated with it because I really don't feel like doing those forms. That's why. it's just, well, I guess I have no other choice. You know, if I want to work, I got to do it, I guess.
You done the petitions?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did that a long time ago.
Good. So send the cop the petition, okay, to your job. Email to them and say, look, you had me do this thing, but it was wrong. You forced me to do something which is wrong. You need to follow the law. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So here's what you do. Let me show you a step five on our website. Let me get you a step five petitions, right? So let's go in here, step five, the petitions, okay? And there's petitions. Self-employed,
what I'm saying is,
tax of the 1099. Look right here. You see it right here? The last petition?
Well, my phone won't
send
allow me to see
to
the video
email.
At the same
email
time.
Email if you have to, okay? No problem. Email to them. All right?
Uh-huh. So you're saying, like,
no, I'm not
send them a...
They might. If they do so, what? Big deal.
So you're saying send them an email before I sign finish off the job application process? Or...
No, you can do it after. Afterwards is okay because I know the reality is, you know, unfortunately, if you don't fill out the form, they will not hire you. They won't.
Right.
They will not just skip you. So do it the way they force you. They're the gun to your head. You want a job? Better fill out the form first is what we tell you. Okay, you are a U.S. citizen taxpayer, right? Do that.
Right.
So, okay, fine. You've got a gun to my head. I'll do it. Then you say, you know what? Hey, man, I'm going to have to, you know, not do that as you asked me to do because it was forced. Okay, and here's why.
Right.
The law is on my side. What I'm telling you is true. Follow the law. Okay?
I got another question. On your site, do I have to have a computer to be able to open up the 7-step program? Or because on my phone, I try to do it, it doesn't only get some things to open up, but it won't open up, you know, the whole 7 steps on my phone.
Well, are you using Android or Apple phone? What kind do you have?
Oh, Android.
Okay. Well, some Android it may not work, cell phones. So, yes, desktops, all this big screen. Yeah. And get a laptop or iPad or something like a tablet. Those are better because the screen is too small. Okay. Those tiny screens, use the bigger screen. Okay. So get a tablet. The biggest screen that will solve your problem.
Okay, I'm going to try that out then and see if that works.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was trying to look at it a few different times, and I couldn't. I only got it to pull up partly. But other than that,
any questions?
Pretty much it. No, that's it. And I keep on going payment, doing a pretty good job out there. And I've been trying to check into that freedom. I mean, into the... what do you call it? Your new program with the I can't think of it. You've been saying
the
so
restore
many
freedom plan. Yeah, upgrade, man.
Yeah, now you can afford it.
And you can make a lot of money telling other truckers about us, Damon. Now you're in a perfect position. You truckers out there, you come across other truckers, they're all independent people, independent minded. They're bored on the road, they will listen to videos on the drive, right? They're driving, they listen to it, right? And they want to do better for themselves. That's why they got this boring job sitting there all day long because they got to make a living. They want to improve their lives. Okay, so there are people that give up a lot of sacrifice to be in this boring job. So they want to get out of that. That's so give our flyers. So here it is. Call us. We'll send you a Restore Freedom flyer. A bunch of them. Okay? Open it up. It tells you right there, no law requires 99%. Of America, so fine, income taxes. The 7 steps are all outlined in there. Okay? And here at bottom, put your name and phone number, Damien, on there, okay? And guess what?
Uh-huh.
When they join, they mention you're going to get 50% of their first membership as your thank you reward for helping another American join our efforts to restore freedom and join the Restore Freedom Plan. Okay? So get on it right now. You can make a payment plan. I know you can afford it. Good deal for me again, my friend. Call us. We'll help you.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, David. Have a good day. Have a good evening, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
We have two more callers right now, 505 and then 402 area code caller. Call from here, 505. Give me your first name. Then how you heard about us. And then your question, please.
Hello, T-Bone. This is Jim from New Mexico. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing better than yourself.
Very good. Kibalo, like they say in Hungarian. I'm half Hungarian. Excellent. In fact, I'm working on getting dual citizenship. And so when the shit hits the fan here, I can have a someplace else to go if I need to. I want to ask you about a couple things here. How is AI gonna change all this with the IRS? AI is gonna be huge in the next couple of years. It's bigger than you think, and there's gonna be a process of multiple forms and a tenth of
AI,
a fraction of the time.
I'll tell you how AI is gonna take all this stuff with the IRS. Okay, it's very simple. Okay, here I'll show you AI right here. Here it is, the IRS. Okay, that's the IRS. 1960s technology. Look, the IRS tried to update the technology in 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000 years. They couldn't do it. When you could change from an antiquated program to an older program, you could convert easier from 60s, 70s computer program to 80s or 90s. They couldn't do it. See, now it's even worse. It's impossible for the IRS to upgrade to 2020 technology without risking complete system-wide collapse. Understand that? It's too risky. They're saying, we'll just keep it going. As long as we've got the most of the ants under control, if you get away 80 million non-filers, freedom law school students, oh, well, we got the masses under control. Let's focus on that. We can't get them all. We know that. Let them get away. Right? So it will not affect us at all because IRS cannot use AI. Any other questions?
Okay. I just wanted to mention, too, that, I'm trying to set up a meeting for next week because my CFO has been so busy because right now it's the end of the year for us, for our free businesses. So she's trying to get it pulled all together here. And so we're trying to get it together next week, hopefully. So
okay. But Jim,
so
listen, your CFO, as George told you, needs to spend 10 minutes in each of our first six steps, the videos or reading them on the average. Otherwise, we're going to, on the phone, he's going to ask you questions that are already answered there. You pay them, right? Do you pay salary? Are you a CFO?
Yes. Yes.
I tell him, look, I want you to do this. That's it. Okay, today, you're going to spend on these six steps an hour. Watch 10 minutes of these steps. And then another hour later in the afternoon, that's it. Everything else, throw it aside. Do it next week. Do it doesn't matter, next day or next week. What? Can you do that, Jim?
Well, I think she has reviewed them at least once. And I'm going to try to probably
I tell you what, I've had it too often. That's the case. I talked to a guy that wanted to interview me on the show. Then he said, oh, Pima, let me have my lawyer talk to you. Well, I was talking to the lawyer, wonderful person, great human being. And I was told by the lawyer that, oh, I've went to your website, the steps. But guess what? As I'm talking to the person, she had not done so.
Okay.
She had not really gone to understand it. She maybe she read the headlines, but didn't really check out beyond the headlines of the seven steps to see, is that really true? What Payman says, or they're just warm, fuzzy feelings and claims. He needs to verify what I'm saying. Your CFO needs to spend time really understand what I'm saying and have written questions afterwards. Okay? If otherwise, I'm going to send it back to you, watch the video, okay? And then I'll wait on the phone for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we'll continue. So let's take time by making sure he has spent on the average of at least minimum 10 minutes of each of the first six steps. All right?
Got it. Okay. And
okay.
I'm going to review them again myself, but I pretty much know what they are. I'm thinking about sending her to that We Awaken Freedom America there in Las Vegas on the 14th. I'd go myself, but I'm traveling to I'm going to Hungary on the 14th, so I won't be able to make it. But I like the whole lineup there and everything like that. I'm gonna see if I can talk her into it. I'll pay for a trip and everything. And her husband had a good time, but we'll see what happens with that. Let's see. I want to go over just a little bit on the payment system to you. So as soon as you go ahead and sign this, become a member, we make quarterly payments on estimated tax.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, quarterly payments on estimated tax. And then
yes.
With my crypto stuff too, it's just when I sell something, then I'll add it up and pay that quarterly too, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
And myself for profit. So I'll have to keep everything given that. And then what happens? Because I really think, you know, there's going to be a collapse coming with the IRS.
I can barely hear you. Say it again.
There's going to be a collapse coming here soon with the IRS and the federal government. It's just so much in debt. And there's going to be a new system taking over, which I believe is going to be the crypto system. That's going to be the fairest way to handle all of money. And then there's going to be privacy coins and all that too. But what do you think?
I respectfully disagree. No, I don't think the system's going to collapse. America is fundamentally a very strong nation. It will not collapse, my friend. Okay, America has so much going for it, my friend. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, even if we got problems, America is still better than other places on Earth, which are in worse shape than us. You know. America has most land, usable land, to feed its people, you know, ranching and farming. America has just so much wonderful things. Even if it's going to get hurt, America will still do great. I believe in America because it's there.
But what I'm saying is the federal government, which is actually privately owned, the IRS, the Federal Reserve, is privately owned. I see that collapsing. And it's gonna, and we're gonna help it.
Not
too,
yet.
By
not yet. I mean, look, I want to be optimistic, Kim. I'm gonna be optimistic. I will, you know, but no, it's some years away, and it depends on us. If we can redirect billions that we used to pay to the crooks in D.C., just take away a few billions of them, come to our side, we can do so much good with that. Okay, getting honest news broadcasters, freedom lawsuits to restore freedom. Okay, now we got a halfway decent now, Supreme Court. Okay, they restore the right to bear arms. They stop killing of babies. You know, they're rolling all these federal government going in and doing whatever they want. We're going over the people in the states to stop it. We can do these lawsuits. We can fund good politicians getting elected. We can make sure we have honest elections by being able to go to court and challenge them. Okay, so I'm very positive about America because I know what it's like not to have the wonderful things that America has. America is still so good, Jim. So thank you for your support, brother, and love. But be positive about America. We're going to have another Great Depression coming like we had in 08. It's coming. You and I are old enough to remember Jimmy Carter days, right? Yes, stagflation, inflation, and unemployment, and it ended up in the 80s. We're Reagan, a deep recession like in 08. Another one's coming. Okay? But guess what? We're going to get out of that. Always booms and busts are created by the phony money system of the Federal Reserve, fractional reserve banking fraud. It always happens, unfortunately. And the federal government can print money that way all they want. So we're not going to stop them with income tax. We have enough on our end to actually be effectively be able to battle them in a much, much more effective way than being poverty, than the movement, freedom movement is right now. Okay?
Okay. But I'm very positive about America and its constitution and what we stand by. It's just we have this entity that's demonic that's running the system, and I'm hoping they go bye-bye soon. I think America will be stronger than ever. We cut the size of government down to a tenth of what it is, maybe more. And we run
exactly.
And operate better than ever. So what with you? Then that means probably. I mean, we continue funding this entity that you have, which we probably maybe morph into something else, because you're gonna keep, you gotta fight for this stuff. You gotta always keep people out there on the front line, standing for our rights. So I could see that happen. Patriot Act. Now the Patriot Act is still in play. That threw out our Constitution. How does this affect what we're trying to do here? Are they gonna say, you know what? This is, you're saying this is in our Constitution or whatever, or is it? I guess it's in the IRS document is what we're going by, not the Constitution. But the Constitution does say that we don't have to be paying, our labor is not to be taxed. And then in the IRS book itself, it sounds like, hey, this is a total voluntary system. So that's where it's being on the Patriot Act, if we are right now. It doesn't really interfere with this, correct?
Well, my friend, I'm not going to agree 100% with everything. I'm just saying you're on the right track, my friend. You know, we are going to stop feeding the demonic system and instead put our talents and energy and our labor. And we work so hard not to give it to our enemies because it duped us into supporting our enemies, but we actually empowering ourselves, our families, and the freedom movement, again, to regain our freedom. So thank you for your love and support of Freedom Law School and our Freedom Works, my friend. Together, Jim, we'll have America be a free country once again. Let me go to the other calls, by the way, on there, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to the call of America 402 has been patiently waiting for us, my friend. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hi, I'm Jay, and I used to be a student a long time ago. Actually visited you.
Yeah, trouble calling us last week, Jay, is that correct? Somehow you couldn't get through to the Freedom Hour. Is that correct? Was that you?
What? Say that again?
You had trouble getting into our calling us last week.
Yeah,
was that you, Jay?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you solved the problem, Jay. Good to hear from you, my friend. What's on your mind? Tell me.
Well, I sent some documents to the email. One of them is some old stuff, which I want to get taken care of, but I'm not worried about it right this second.
Okay.
That's something that's about to lean on my house from the tax collectors. The one I'm concerned about the most is the, and it's probably not a real big concern, it's a form from the Immigration Service and actually Department of Homeland Security. It's about about declaring my income for my, I have a K-1 visa. Mail order bride coming over.
Hey, great, congratulations.
The Immigration Service did approve my petition, so everything has gone to the State Department, and in a couple of months then it'll go to the embassy in Manila, and that's where I have to show my proof of income that I'm not below poverty level. Actually, that I'm just a little bit above poverty level.
Jay, I can barely hear you. Can you get closer, please? I can barely hear you. Get closer to the microphone, please.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm I'm very hard of hearing, and I have a Bluetooth on so that I can hear you.
Okay.
I'll just talk a little louder. Can you hear me okay now?
Better, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So as this gets to the point where it's going to go to the embassy in Manila, Philippines, that's where I have to prove my income, which the legal service that I paid for said that almost everybody shows their income returns. And I, you know, that's what they told me at first. And I went out and I looked at all the documents online, and none of them, except for are they all, only one thing said anything about having to show income tax returns, and that was if they were from four specific countries, and I think all of them, or three of them, were in the Middle East, Afghanistan and Iran and those kind of countries. But the Philippines, where mine is coming from, does not require that according to the thing. So I just want to make sure that I'm able to show my proof to them without the embassy, without them trying to give me any crap about not showing them an income tax return.
Okay. Listen, to bring your mail, the bride from Philippines, is you got to get somebody else instead of you sign on the application to full sponsor. That's it. Just get another friend. Doesn't have to be a family member. Not to add, just put the name on there. That's all you need to do. They'll accept that. Okay?
Oh, why would I need that?
Because you don't file tax returns, do you?
I don't what?
You do not file tax returns, correct?
That's correct, but it says I'm not required to show them an income tax return.
Well, listen, you're right. I agree with you. But immigration insists that they have proof that you may make enough income beyond the poverty level to make sure she does not end up on welfare. And the proof,
well, I have
that
proof.
You accept is a tax return. Or you got to show that you have, let's say, over $100,000 in a bank account, something like that. You have a lot of substantial amount in the bank account.
No. I just have to. No, it says I can show them canceled checks and my bank statements.
Well, how much does that show you have savings? You can try it out. Listen, I'm not an immigration expert. I'm not an immigration expert. Okay, I cannot give you 100%.
Oh, I know that. I was just having to look at this form and make sure that I understand it all. If you could, you know, maybe do that. Because it's a little, it looks like it's a little redundant in a lot of places, which is typical.
Look, I'm just like anybody intelligent that can get down the street, look at the form of immigration or Forest Service or FBI, okay, to about the opinion upon that. I'm not an expert on immigration stuff, but I do know this, okay, that fill out the form as best as you can. If they require a tax return, get a friend's tax return. Have him also be sponsored. That's it. Rest of the form, fill it out so you can bring her in.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, that I could do. I have a friend who would probably do that. He's an accountant. He thinks I'm crazy, but because I haven't filed any tax returns for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, and by the way, thing is right. If anybody has a question about number three, I haven't been bothered for 10 years or more.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, 80 million non-files out there. That's the number from the IRS. It was 63 million back in 96. Now it's about 80 million or more. Yep, the IRS.
Yeah, the only thing I've seen most of the last 10 years is a computer-generated letter of a notice of levy, and that's mm-hmm. three tax years going back to 2011.
And that's because before 2010, IRS was a different animal. After 2010, IRS has collapsed, started like the Soviet Union. So, yep, you're right about that. Very good, Jay. Any other questions, my friend?
No, I wanted to say I'm disappointed, though, that you told the guy to get an apple.
I told
if
who?
You really want to be free, if you really want to be free, you shouldn't use Microsoft or Apple. You should get a Linux operating system. I've been using it for a long time, and I don't. And I don't have any problem with viruses or anything else.
But yes, but Linux with one computer is different than have multiple computers. That's a more complex operation. There's a difference. I agree with
you.
With one or two computers, Linux is much better.
You can. I've done it. I do it here at home.
Come on down. If you're lost, give us a hand. What are you doing over there? Come on down, Jay. In Florida, give us a hand then. Help us do it. Will you?
Oh, okay. So then I'd get some... Oh, okay. We'll talk about that.
I'll give you membership for a barter. If you can make it work, I'm all for getting away from this big high tech. Come on down. We make a barter membership for you. You help us out. I'd love to do this. I'd love to barter. If you got the skills to do it, make Linux and our system at work, hey, I'm all for it. Let's do it. Okay?
Yeah, because you know that Microsoft is trying to get the idea.
And the enemy, I know. Microsoft, Google, Facebook, all these mega high-tech are enemy. I know that. Come on, but let's make it happen. But you see, the systems that they got are unfortunately better in technical aspects often than the less expensive, feeling-oriented ones, which don't have the money. They got the big money. They can get it all done right. So I want to get away from them. So you come and get with us. Help us how to do it, okay? All right, Jay, you better call next week. All right?
Yep.
Go ahead, Jay. Thanks for calling. All right, my friend.
Yep.
All right. All right, do you have any more callers, folks? I'm going to put the number on screen one more time. Okay? So the number to call is 657-383-1755. If you have a question on your telephone pad, press 1. After you dial 657-383-1755, and then you push 1. Now we'll take your question right now. We have a call from area code 972. All right, call from area code 972. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Paimon?
Yes.
Hello, Paimon. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
I first initially saw you when you were on an interview with Dr. Lee Merritt on The Medical Rebel.
Okay. Great. Lee Merritt is a good friend of mine. Wonderful lady, wonderful truth teller. Great.
Yañez. My name is Yañez. Sylvester Yañez.
How do you spell that?
Y, A, accent on the A, N, hyphen on top of the N, E, and then C. C as in zebra.
Very good. Yañez. Got it. All right. And how may I help you, Yañez?
Well, I agree with you, man, based on the interview you were having with Dr. Lee Merritt. You know, I think the government is just misusing all this taxpayer money and it's supporting all this crap stuff that you don't want to give money for. And I heard from someone say, hey, you know, if the best thing to do here might be not to feed the beast anymore. That being said, just cut the funds to it, so they don't keep using your money for all this stuff that you don't support, you know. But aside from that, I'm actually doing my taxes, and I have a form that I receive. What is it? It's something related to health insurance. It's form 1095A. And I received it here, a statement saying that that I must file this, otherwise I might be charged for the payments that were given. So basically, this is some type of government funded by Joe Biden and his crew that they started doing this health insurance, providing this health insurance to people. And I wasn't sure what it was, but I was doubtful. Anything that comes from the government nowadays, I'm doubtful of it. I didn't have a health insurance, so I said, you know what, I'm going to try to see what it is about. So I had it for a few months, then they terminated me, and I have a few months of coverage, but now they're sending me this form saying that I have to file my taxes.
Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. Did you take the backs? The jab, corona jab?
No. I'm against all that vaccine.
Why?
Are you a medical doctor?
Are you a medical doctor?
Say that again.
Are you a medical doctor?
Say that again.
Are you a medical doctor?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
did you ask
your doctor? Wait a minute, hold on. Let me explain to you, my friend. You don't trust your doctor about the vaccines, but you trust them about everything else. The vaccine is good for you. But you think about everything else, he's telling you the truth. The liar, he's telling you the truth. Does that make sense? The medical system is corrupt, just like our tax system, just like a money system, just like our media, okay? It's all corrupt. You don't need that stinking medical system. It's not a medical system anymore. Yes.
I agree with you.
100 years ago, yes. But it's become every decade more and more corrupt, as you see them. They're now openly killing people, the medical system. So why would you even bother with that, okay? I got this 1099 form marketplace. Why bother about this communist, socialist health system? You are a truth and freedom lover. Don't worry about that. You want to get health insurance? I'll tell you where you start from. It's what you eat. What kind of gas you put in your car? What kind of oil do you put in your car? What kind of water you put in your car, right? That matters. And it goes with your health. So if you want to learn about nutrition, go to westonaprice.org. This dentist found out. There it is. You're looking at it. WestonAPrice.org. Okay? Weston A. Price Foundation. Okay?
I'm with you. Price.org.
Okay? And start eating delicious, dense, nutrient-rich foods. Stay away from commercial foods as much as you can. You see anything mass commercial? It's garbage. Kraft, Wishbone, salad dressings? Garbage. Okay? You get Nestle?
Right.
Garbage. Kellogg's? Garbage. Cereals? Garbage. Grains? Garbage. Okay? You got it.
Let me say something, Ben. I'm with you there. I started looking into nutrition and all these related to health and well-being a little bit before the whole pandemic thing. And just when the whole pandemic came, it basically gave me more proof of what I thought that the situation in the United States was. You know, it gave me more more evidence. But what I was going to tell you here is that so the best thing to with these people is not to have anything to do with them at all, with this health government funded health insurance.
I'm not gonna support anybody in getting government communist phony health system. Do without. I'm not encourage you to support anybody to go get in there. When they get in there and with remdesivir, they're killing people. They kill people with the stuff they put in the hospitals. Okay? Why would I want to support them? Why would I want to support you to go in there and get in and killed? I had a sister-in-law of mine, she had put a cast on her hand, and it was put on wrong and messed up her hand. Even a simple cast, which is a thing that doctors should be able to do right. If you break a bone, you should see the doctor put it back together and close it right. Even that doctor screwed it up. Something that's simple and mechanical, okay? So why would I mess with this stuff at all, okay? Just get into natural health, Western A Price, okay? And not just any website. This is where you want to be. This is where Dr. Price found the native people had no sickness, no disease, and almost no dental cavities or near your cavities.
What? You know, I like the phrase that Dr.
Frost, we have no diseases. The Native people had the answer. The modern man, the Western man, we become corrupted. Got it? Our food eating habits has been corrupted. You don't know where to go. I'm telling you, this is where you go. And forget about that socialist, non-medical, corrupt, so-called health system. Okay? Just let it go. What else do you want to know about my friend?
For sure, for sure.
How old
now,
are you?
Pay more,
how old are you?
Tell me that webpage again.
How old are you? How old are you?
37.
You're so young. You're not going to get sick. You don't need
No. I just had it for just in case, you know, an accident or something that I need to go to the ER. That was my school of thought. If something happens that I need to go to the ER, I don't have anything.
The ER,
so
I'll tell you about the ER, okay? What if they have with the illegal aliens in America? Illegal aliens from Mexico or El Salvador. They come here, they go to the hospital. Ah, hello, my name is Jose. Ah, I need to see doctor. They say, you don't have money to pay us? Get out of here. No. They take you in. They take anybody, even illegal aliens, and they build the U.S. government for it. All county hospitals, all major hospitals, they all build the U.S. government. We already have a socialist, communist, phony, so-called health system. It's called the emergency room of the hospitals. They take anybody, they give you anything you need, then they build the government for it. That's how it works. You didn't know about that, that's okay. Now you do. So don't worry.
Right.
You get in a car accident, they'll pay for your whatever emergency room procedures anyway. Okay?
Gotcha, Payment. Now, a quick question, Payment. So they're telling me a statement that I need to file this. So even though they're telling me that I need to file this because I had this coverage for a few months, 3 or 4, they are telling me that I need to file this on my taxes. Is that true?
Nope. Are you a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C.? Are you?
No. I was born in California, but I'm not a
okay.
I was.
Are you a federal contractor or a federal worker?
No.
Then you're not required to file those tax forms to begin with. Okay, any other questions?
Well, that, and please tell me the website again that you mentioned me to go to. What is, can you tell me?
Look at your screen, westonaprice.org. W-E-S-T-O-N, the letter A, Price, P-R-I-C-E, .org, WestonAPrice.org. Okay.
WestonAPrice.org. I appreciate it, Ben. You know what? I really like a phrase Dr. Lee Merritt always said. She says, if you are in need of a doctor, you're doing it wrong. She says that, right?
Well, like I said, the system is corrupt. They're all making about money, you know, exclusive patent on drugs and procedures. Okay, this is the same FDA, okay, that killing people. Yeah, they control the doctors through the laws and huge hospitals. They force it down. The regular doctor just has no idea what's going on. He just got a post-high school bust his butt 12 years or more. Got to become MD, and he doesn't want to lose his license. That's all. It's not his fault. He's been lied and deceived. So he's giving you bad information because he doesn't know better. All right?
Yeah.
Very good,
gentlemen.
Any other questions before we go? You good?
Yeah. I really like Dr. Lee Merritt's opinion about how to approach your health. But also, I was going to say, if you want to know something about your health, the Old Testament, it is a good place to go. Gary was instructing people how to take care, how to live healthy and prosperous life, and all the things that God was teaching the ancient Hebrews. It was for their own good. So I believe there's a lot of things to learn in regards to health and wellness in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well,
thank you,
Paymon. To wellnessatprice.org, you'll find, go through their beginner's tour and give yourself the education that you need, okay? Right there,
for
and
sure.
You're going to find that's a great start right there, educating yourself about all this, okay? All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you,
Paymon. All right. One more time, I'm going to announce the call number. We'll wrap it tonight. The number to call if you have a question is 657-383-1755, and on your telephone pad, press 1. Now we'll take your question now. 657-383-1755. My telephone pad, press 1. Now we'll take a call right now. Okay? All right. We have a call from area code 708. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My question is...
Your first name.
What doc? My name is Jim.
And how did you hear about us?
Through the website.
How did you get to our website?
Online.
How did you get to even think about, to know about our website to get there? Did a friend tell you? Was a link from another website online? Did you search for something online for some key terms? How was that that led you to our website, Mike? We're just trying to get some feedback from you to help us do a better job.
Well, I'm friends with you.
So on Facebook, you found us. Very good. All
yes.
right. And how may I help you?
Yeah, my question is, whatever documents have to be submitted to my employer so that I don't have my hard-earned money stolen from the government, what happens if my employer refuses to do that?
Well, we've never had that happen. Okay, never had that problem. Call us as a little problem. You know, we talk to the employer and get it resolved. Okay, but it should be no problem. You go on our website on the right, okay, on top of a page,
yeah.
Like you see right. Go there under Free Yourself from Tax Withholding in the drop-down menu, right? You see that right there? And you click on there, and you get to right here, how to free yourself from income tax withholding. The temporary measure,
yeah.
Stop withholding now until we can get the employers educated that they don't have to withhold from the pay of their employees, period, to begin with. But they're being deceived and brainwashed, and they have to. So it is what it is for right now. So follow the instructions on this page. There's a video on this page explaining it to you. There's written instructions here. It's all there. The sample forms are all there. Okay? So and it does work. Anything else?
Well, thank you very much for providing all this information because I don't want my hard-earned money to be stolen in federal
mm-hmm.
and state income tax if I'm not required to pay so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're welcome.
And I'm going
to hear the question.
I'm going to be looking into freeing myself as soon as possible. Thank you very much, Peyton.
You're most welcome. My pleasure to help you be a free man once again, Jim. That's great. All right. Looks like you have no more calls
right.
for this evening.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. I do have a couple of people send stuff in a mail. We got a letter from Brittany. Got this letter from IRS, notice of intent to levy, intent to terminate your installment agreement. Payment due immediately of $320 on a $2,800 so-called debt. What to do? Well, bottom line is this: it is another one she's got for 1992 owed for 1 year. Another one $7,000. Another one for 12,000. Look, it's totally up to you. You can pay them or not. But you got to know this, IRS is collapsing anyways. Okay, I'm going to show you on our website at freedomlawschool.org. The IRS is a collapsing agency. If you don't pay them, they'll probably leave you alone and give you a case to a toothless private collection agency anyways, okay? Levies are down by over 90%. Yes, forced levies are down by over 90%. And I'm going to show it to you right here in this chart from IRS's own taxpayer advocate. There it is. Look at the green line, 2010, 2011 are the first 2 years. Not every year at the bottom is year 2021, the green line. They had 3.7 million levies of bank accounts and paychecks in 2011. Look at that. We're at the bottom of that now, and it's down to only about $300,000, over 90% drop. This is not the IRS. Of the early 2000 years, 1990s, 80s, 70s, 60s, there's a new collapsing IRS, okay? You pay him or not, but what you got is a dumb computer-generated letter. There's nobody watching you saying, oh, hey, guys, Brittany, stop sitting here, you know, and install an agreement. You know, Charlie, David, okay, let's go. Let's get somebody. Go ask her. Take your paycheck, your bank accounts. No. They don't have enough people to do it. They'll probably leave you alone. But if you want to, if you do that, you're not comfortable with that, go ahead and pay them. It's totally up to you. I cannot solve heart problems, folks. Some people like me have a mind of steel. I can just say, I'm going to make this decision, and I'm fine with it. Not pay these guys. It was me. Okay? Now, in your case, you get worried, pay it. You can do that. It's up to you. David deceived you to pay income taxes you never legally owed in the first place. Brittany, you are not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or federal worker or federal contractor. Therefore, you are not a person required by law to fill out a 1040 income tax confession trap form and claim and confess that you owe the federal government any monies. You're an idiot doing so. So the choice is yours. I cannot tell you what to do, but I'm just telling you the odds of A or B option. Your call decides what you think feels best, and it's the best for you and the family. Okay? Now, let's see. I think I got these other ones we answered, didn't we? These other questions at my table. We already answered them. Okay, very good. All right, then. Folks, we're done. Remember, though, you want to be at these events, okay, coming up, okay, at the Red Pill Expo. Go to redpillexpo.org, Des Moines, Iowa, August 12th through 13th, okay? And our 14th also, by the way, the 12th through 14th. And also, Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas. It's the 25th and 26th. Let's see, here we go. There it is. 25th and 26th. Okay. Coming up in Las Vegas. They got tickets available there. So I'll be there. Folks, with that, folks, I'll give you my love. And I hope you all, folks, take the time to empower yourself, educating yourself. As been said, that my people suffer for lack of knowledge. That's right. Ignorance hurts. Ignorance can also kill. And also said that seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So go to our website, school.org, folks, okay? And go through the 7 steps on our website. Don't just go all over the place. Take the 7 steps, okay, to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now, and share it with anybody that you love. Okay, I'm going to do a short version of the video now, right? Let's close some of the stuff that we don't need anymore. Clay Clark has a terrible website. Take a look at my screen. Stripe drops through. But he gets a lot of people there. Look at that. Terrible. On the top left is August 25th, the Awakening America Tour. You click on it, it just goes down. And that's all it gives. It doesn't even give the date. Is your date, well, you know,
date at the top right?
Tiny font on the top left.
Well, it's right there. Right? Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, obviously, does a good job on this, on these platforms, news platforms. They get on there some more and stuff like that. You know, he's got that going on.
Yeah.
See? We, on the other hand,
yeah, our side, we're still feeling right now.
Yeah, yeah. See, we they got such a good marketing going on, but the ultra media, they've hooked up with General Clark and all stuff that they can get a good afford that, but we can't. No, well, lack of spoil, but having enough marketing. We, Stupid is the only one we got on our corner that is marketing for us, you know? Stupid is the only one that on Ultra Media that promotes us. We haven't got on Dell Victory yet, have we? No. Alex Jones? No, not yet. By the way, I got a call, but the name is Paul, one of those guys also. Anyhow, all right, let's get this done and get the short version of this thing. Okay. All right, let's see if we can put a short version of this stuff together. Okay. All right, so we got to do this, Marcus. Guys, listen, guys. So what we got to do on this stuff, you see how this, some of these things, the 2017 report, Marcus, you see on my screen? We got to get the version on our website somehow, someplace that can be, that you can, like the other buttons, some high resolution that can highlight it. So we got to put that on our website. Okay. So we got to put this page, this flyer on our website. I think you have it on there. And have the link to the whole document on there. So let's see. That should be in step three. Let's go on step three and see what we have it in there right now. We have this. We have this. 80 million. That. Okay. Where's the backside of the screen? I mean, both sides of this flyer. We should get without having to click on it. Okay, let's put both sides without having to click on it. Okay. Yeah, because, yeah, see, I'm a dummy. I didn't click on it. Yeah. You get used to W. Thank you.
Mark just said he's never going
to
get used to
it. Yeah, you get used to W. Sorry. You know? Yeah, W sometimes, you know. You know, what you maybe do, maybe put them side by side, perhaps. You know, one on the left side and the right side. We could do that, perhaps, you know. Yeah, that might work good. Okay, all right. So let's see. Let's go one more time. So talk about this. And this, and then this, yeah, this. I think now we don't have to talk about this part.
By the way, Paymon, do you know anybody from Lithuania?
No, I know some people from Hungary.
Sorry.
Why?
Well, for me, it's just their lunch.
Looking for wife there?
Maybe.
Why not? I don't blame them. I was good. I was gonna try that. I didn't have the money for it though.
Lithuania,
Eastern Europe.
It works a lot.
Ukraine, Russia. Yeah, I was going to get a bride because I can find a good wife in America.
Lithuania has good wives, I heard.
There's good wives everywhere, but in the third world, they're more family oriented. How about Philippines?
Making Marcus embarrassed.
Philippine women are beautiful.
You should ask Jay or what's his name? Yeah, the guy that called in, how he got his.
Jay Peterson.
Yeah, Jay Peterson. Ask him. Call him tomorrow and say.
Oh, yeah. Making a message. Message to Steve and them to call Jay Peterson about Linux. You know, so you can come on down and do help us with Linux.
Okay.
You know, if he says he can do it, fine. You do it. Come on down. We can borrow their membership. We use some IT help.
Kind of like brass, though.
Fine. Let's put money where his mouth is, you know? Well, shut up, right? As they say. Okay. All right. See, like this one, for example, we got to put this one on there, Marcus, right? This, you see, I'm on the screen, but yeah, put that and so I highlight it. So what we did, we scan this system one time, and that's how it is in a hurry. But we can do a clean one. So we got to do all this clean up, a lot of work that we got to do in the past. We just haven't had a chance to do it. Plus, Marcus has been less than a year. So it took a few months for anybody to get warmed up to know what we got going on, get comfortable with our systems. Now more and more he's cleaning up all the stuff. What's that? A year?
Not over a year, but a little bit.
Coming up. Another one more month, right?
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe it's been a year, Marcus.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to celebrate 10 years or something.
10 Jessica years.
What?
10 Jessica years.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Time is here for like 5.5 to 6. Like, I should be about 250. That's how old I am.
That's how you feel?
That's how I feel.
You feel 250 years old? Jeez. That's not good.
All right.
I think we should.
This book, I said, right here.
I said that too.
So that it can be in like the in the camera.
Said, that's fine. Fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Probably not.
I mean,
all publicity is good publicity. Right, bad publicity.
Yeah.
All good.
Okay, see, I'm almost ready to go. Let's see. Yep, just about ready to go. So I got this. About this, El Amor this, these are two reports. We get into this part. Quickly on that, they get the millionaire thing, show details of it, more detail, watch that. Yeah.
I liked your illegal immigrant accent that you did.
And he was Jose.
That was pretty good.
Jose goes to the hospital, right? Yeah, you got a little fun with it, right? You know, it's better, you know, I can't believe it's white folks. They say, I can't go to the hospital because I got to pay. You know, come on, folks. Everybody, you think we're not going to speak country? We're a socialist nation. Come on. We got a socialist health system. Socialism for the rich. And the poor, the middle class is the one that works for it all, right? All right. Okay, let's see. All right, DeMarcus, you ready to go? Let me get my book out. I think ready. Eric, please help me get rid of all these old people that have these Freedom Hour questions that people don't call. You know, let me give them to you. Well, I'm giving it to you right now. Yeah, they don't call. Maybe you want to hang on to it for a few weeks and then give it to me. I'm saying. Maybe hold on for a month and throw them away, you know? I said it last week. Okay, well, you there, maybe you can go get it, you know? Yeah, well, you should let us know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. No problem. Let me know when. So, yeah, the reason you gentlemen are here is question and answers because it helps a lot to know how to answer these questions, right? That's how Benny got to be good. Because Benny and Steve were the ones doing my Freedom Hour together. So Ben used to answer the messages on Facebook, messages people ask questions, and listen at the same time. After a while, he learned, so he keep asking the answers to the live. Once we get going on social media, Facebook and Rumble. Rumble, we have people that have comments here right now. Oh, are you on Rumble right now?
No one is asking questions on
Rumble. On Rumble, yeah. Because I noticed that I came across questions on Rumble. So after we post, so here's what we got to do. Once you post them on Rumble, Marcus, please let us know so that we can have people respond on there.
But,
that would be.
I don't understand how I answered one question tonight. That kind of was a bunch of questions.
Because most of the staff that I'm doing the next service doesn't affect you. So the topic tonight, you know, is make the millions of fun online. But there's not a good call. Right? Well, this call was made to a millionaire online, looking for millionaires on the cost. Oh, wow, something different. But there's the right?
Right.
I expect that not to be the most. But the online effect is far less. And down the road, if somebody goes online searches for taxes and millionaires, it comes across our video. Now, the Jim guy was going to do it, right?
Right.
He's a millionaire. Right? George Smaller was the George Smaller was the guy. Now, he's going to beat up. Don't just let me know the guy you fall off that you forget about. You get some of these people, right?
Maybe this one more you take on top of this one pretty close. All right.
All right, let me get the book up. You ready, Marcus?
Not fully, but I got
some. No, maybe no. Are you ready? I'll be. What's that? I'm ready to go. Cause I'm just going through these key pages and that's it.
So you're not going
to the website. Yeah. I'm just bringing our website, the front page. Every time I'm going to mention our website, you know, promote people. We got a cat here, huh? I put the cat's hair on my leg. Yep, sure enough. He's here. That's all right. No problem. It's all right. Oh, by the way, I'm not very good. Check out my focus on me. See, a little bit off. By the way, I know sometimes I'm seeing off, like an angle. Straighten me out. Okay, and if I'm at an angle, I sometimes straighten myself out. I'm a little bit off right now. A little bit off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you know, just in case. You good to go? That's me first, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It looks better. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Right there.
Three, two, one.
Hello, my friends. I am Paymon Motahede, the president of Fida Mall School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will show you how you can be one of the millionaires that the IRS chooses to leave alone. Yes, there are certain category of millionaires that the IRS deliberately leaves alone, and that's all based upon U.S. government auditors' own reports. This is the first one, Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, TICTA, report of September 29, 2017, and the next one is also from TICTA. This one came out in May 2020 that says high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the Internal Revenue Service. As shocking as it is, you see it. You can read the whole document if you want to on our website, freedomlawschool.org. Okay? So here you see, folks, from the first report that in the next page, you see that the IRS has deliberately chosen to leave income tax non-filers alone, even high-income non-filers. This is from that 2002 report that shows a collapse of IRS coming after committed, consistent, patriot non-filers, the blue line at the top. Let's go down here. You see more focused on this image. Okay? The number of non-filers IRS used to come after in 2009 and 10 was about a million people, and it collapsed in 2016 to only less than 1,000. Yes. So the IRS's management choice to leave 99.9% of non-filers alone. And folks, the 2012 report basically tells you this. The U.S. Treasury auditors gave the IRS a list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million and recommended to the IRS to go after these people for taxes. However, the IRS is still broken, disorganized, lazy, and irresponsible that the IRS refused to commit going after these extremely rich, high-income non-filers. Folks, there's a page from the report that says that. Folks, you can check this out on our website at freedomlawschool.org. Step three, folks. And listen, see, they don't have enough judges to come after American people. Yes, there's less than one tax court judge per state. Less than one tax court judge per 10 million Americans. It's a myth that the IRS would come after me, federal file. There's about 80 million non-files already. Go to our website at freedomlawschool.org. And folks, and you can restore your rights and your freedom by going there, folks. Yes. All you got to do is take the 7 steps, okay, to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with a lifetime guarantee. Take the 7 steps. And for more details on this topic and description below, there is a link to a more complete presentation on this topic. Watch the more detailed video in the description of this video, and then go to our website at freedomlawschool.org. Take the 7 steps and start living a free life of prosperity, peace, and joy with love. Now, at freedomlawschool.org. Great. Under 5 minutes. Because I know it was 20 minutes, so this is five. Under 5 is good. So if it's longer, I might make it 5 to 10, but this one under 5 is always best, right? Yeah. All right, guys, any comments, suggestions, ideas, feedback, observations? All right. So guys, you know, you get an idea what we're doing with the brochure on the website. The brochure, the website, the presentations, the PowerPoint for events like we're going to do at Red Bull Expo in Las Vegas. They're all, once I approve all of them, everything's got to get approved. Because we're doing this gradually. You know, we got all the same information going to be, let's say, our website, PowerPoint presentation, presentations online. What else? I forget. And our brochure, which is material paths, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time we prove everywhere across the board. And so my goal is to have you guys all amongst yourselves communicate this. When you're older, we've got more business experience, you know what I'm saying? To make sure the communication happens with everybody, left person, and right, left hand, and right arm, what can get stuff like that happen. Okay?
Sure.
That's good going on this stuff. And by the way, eventually this all should become our book. You tell me, you need to make me write a book. How do you have a book? Well, this is really all the book pieces coming together little by little, right?
Yeah.
Eventually become a book too. So remind me, guys. I'm gonna call the Aaron. Remember we met Alex Jones, as publisher in Austin, Texas. Do you remember that? And
I remember that.
Yep. So I gotta call her back to see if Alex Jones is back in town yet. Because we were gonna be on the show, but unfortunately he went on an unexpected vacation and canceled all of his programs. So she wants to publish a book with me and put our course of material for some of the homeschool and stuff like that. So I told her, Blake, let's do it. No lose nothing, we can work our course. Tomorrow, I should be ready by 12 when I'm called, but I think probably it'll be more like 2 in the afternoon.
Where are you going? Oh, you don't know where you're going.
No, this is what it's surprised for me. And
you're on Monday, too.
Monday I'll be gone.
I'm going back Monday night.
Yes, sir. How much?
You know what we should do?
Then you go. Let me go get the change. I'll be back.
Or you got to pay
Eric. Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Gotcha.
we should do a topic that next week. I have some topic ideas.
Okay, let's see about your ideas. Tell me. Let's hear it.
One topic that I know a lot of people like, you have to, I like your topic, but there seems to be a running thing about, like, fear. That's what makes me people. About fear, people are fearful. Of course they are. And most of your fear knowledge are about basically how reasons not to be fearful. You want to come on, right? That video that we did.
Bring that video. I'm not being a fool. But then I didn't do anything now that you saw.